way down in the jungle deep. The badass lion stepped on the signifying monkey's feet. The monkey said, motherfucker, can't you see why you standing on my goddamn feet?
Right on.
The lion said, I ain't heard a word you said. Said, if you say three more, I'll be stepping on your motherfucking head.
Right on, right on.
Now the monkey lived in the jungle in an old oak tree. Bullshitting the lion every day in the week. Well, every day before the sun go down, the lion would kick his ass all through the jungle town. But the monkey got wise and started using his wit. Said, I'm gonna put a stop to this old ass-kicking shit. So he ran up on the lion the very next day. Said, oh, Mr. Lion, there's a big bad motherfucker coming your way. And when you meet, it's gonna be a goddamn sin. And wherever you meet, some ass is bound to be. Said he's somebody that you don't know, cause he just broke a loose from Ringling Brothers' show. Said, baby, he talked about your people in a hell of a way. He talked about your people till my hair turned gray. He said, your daddy's a freak and your mama's a whore. Said he spotted you running through the jungle selling asshole from door to door. Said your sister did the damnedest trick. She got down so low and sucked the earthworm's dick. He said he spotted your niece behind the tree screwing a motherfucking flea. He said he saw your aunt sitting on the fence giving a goddamn zebra a break. Then he talked about your mommy and your sister Lou. Then he started talking about how good your grandma screwed. Said your sister's a prostitute and your brother's a punk. And said, I'll be damned if you don't eat all the pussy you see every time you get drunk. He said he cornholed your uncle and fucked your auntie and your niece. And next time he sees you, signifying curfew. Signifying curfew. Signifying curfew.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the now comedian for the now generation, Mr. Rudy Ray Moore.
And I ain't lying either. I'm glad all of y'all could come this evening, baby. Yes, I am. Cause if you hadn't come this evening, I tell you, you would be in bad shape. I'm from down home, and this happened to a friend of mine. You know, he used to go out in the barn and fuck an old mule. And just as it get good to him, he'd want to tell this old mule something. So he whispered in the mule's ear, said, oh, baby, God damn. Said, if your ass wasn't so big, I'd buy you a dress. Then he began to fuck a little more, and it got just a little bit better. He said, ooh. Said, if your head wasn't so big, baby, I'd buy you a hat. Then he began to do it just a little bit more. God damn, he said, oh, baby. Said, if your feet wasn't so big, I'd buy you a pair of shoes because you got too damn good a pussy to be called a mule. Now little Bluebird flew to the grocery store. Pulled down his pants and shit on the floor. Wiped his ass. Oh, got a way of letting you. I remember the day Hurricane Annie was born. It was the day of that great Miami, Florida storm. 9 months after that notorious Pimpin' Sam told that first-class whore Sally, I'm gonna give you a fucking like any common trick in the alley. He said it's snowing outside and it's so goddamn cold. Come on in here, I feel like I wanna fuck up a piss hole. Now I know that you know the course of my nature, and I don't mean me. I make all my hoes suck my dick cause I ain't got no time for no baby. But it keeps snowing and raining, and you done made me a lot of money. Like the king of the bees, I'm gonna drop you a load of honey. So drop your drawers and get your legs open wide, 'cause I'm gonna knock open your pussy and put this load deep down inside. They fucked all that day through the snow and through the rain. Late that night she screamed with delight from that good feeling pain. She said, "Ooh wee daddy, I'm caught up with a baby and I wonder what's gonna be its name." Sam said, "If it's a boy, you can call it rain, sleet, storm, snow, or hail. Good fucking junior righteous dad. But if it's a girl..." Everybody knows that my name is Rudy, and I'm always looking for me some good hot booty. And I've had the pox, the blue balls, and the crack. My old nuts even been swolled up big as a flower bed. But old Cox said, "Dick, I'm gonna get you if it kills me dead." And Dick said, "Now I'm gonna lay right here with you if I lose my goddamn head." Nuts said, "Now I'm gonna hang around here till I turn cherry red." Asshole opens up and said, "All right, there's already been enough said." Said, "We know that you're gonna be the fuckingest guy from any old nation. Why, I caught me a train and rolled up to the goddamn station. Got off and fucked the whole motherfucker." Oh, it's so goddamn hot tonight, and I guess I walked all over this damn town looking for me a woman that can satisfy me. Everywhere I've gone, every whole house in town, these bitches start hollering, "Too big, too big, too big." There's one more place over there, Queen Bee. I think I'm knocking on her door and see she got banged off her.
"Yes, who is it?"
"Mr. Big Dick."
"Yes, can I help you?"
"Yes, you can. You know, I heard you had some girls here that was out of sight for you."
"Oh, yeah."
"Everywhere I've gone, every whole house in town, the girls start hollering, 'Too big, too big, too big.'"
"Oh, really?"
"I'd love to meet these girls you got, though."
"Really can."
"Where are these girls at? I'd like to meet them."
"Yes, you can. Come here, girl. This is my daughter."
"Somebody call me."
"Yes, daughter. This is Mr. Big Dick."
"Hello, Mr.